only chance to do it.
What one's drug?
Simchen tamje je, jadang je pe, roba namkan thadang, yam pe simchen tamje je, tondo zobu sanje je, kumbar mbuju dubar je, dubar sa. Te iche de tambe chu loto sang gomsom je, zombar je wo sa o yam pe samba sanju jo do, top je bongon de tang de sembe.
Rupaji asks first, before listening to the teachings that we give rise within our mind or our heart, to the thought of bodhicitta, or the awakened mind, which is that one will practice, listen to the teachings, and practice for the benefit of all sentient beings as vast in number as the sky is limitless in extent. And in particular, when one thinks of all sentient beings, one should remember to include one's enemies along with one's friends. So it's all sentient beings in particular, including one's enemies. And so for the benefit of all these beings, one will practice listening, reflecting, and meditating on the teachings so that one may bring them all to the level of Buddhahood.
Hachang Mangbo Yupanani Tene Saja Chembutangi Namji Ne Tesiki Saja Chembutangi Namji in the young Tawanang in the town Hachang Deva Yapo Yoba Tisena Tantaki Tene Tangi Namji Tele Yang Sesoma Yola Tangin Jepa Nang Zimbe Semla Tangin Jepa Nili Zuk to Pombom, Natu Hatake, Zukun de la Trangi Jeba. Dead and get the Dona Trangi Jeba down, ye upanani, the Nitalam, Sezoma Yola Trangi Jeba de Sezoma Yola Trangi Jeba, do to you.
So today, Rinpoche will explain from the vast cycles of songs of the great teacher, the great lord of Milarepa. He will explain today in particular one of the songs which is called Distinguishing the Provisional from the Definitive Meaning. And that there are four main ways that this provisional and definitive meaning is distinguished, four ways or four topics in relation to which these distinctions are made. The first one is in relation to exterior perceived or apprehended objects. The second one then is in relationship to the interior perceiving mind. The third then is in relation to the skandhas, and the skandhas which are understood as that which draws suffering in upon us. And the fourth one is in relation to negative spirits, or gek. So today we would like to explain the first of these, which is distinguishing between provisional and definitive meaning in relation to exterior objects.
Tini jezor, tani jezor yang se zuma yorj nama na chopande mato pakap se chedar yimba, kande yimba. Tuanje ne lo tok pakap so na anzar kande yimba. Ne lo mama la zuma yorj nama de kande yimba, di som danjar te sumbar.
So this first topic then is explained under three rubrics or three divisions. All the various aspects of exterior objects that appear to us and how we relate to these when we have not realized their true nature. And then once we have realized their true nature, how they appear to us. So that's the second stage. And then the third stage is their actual true nature.
Tene te yeba som de hina zoma yorje nama la mungba meba. Yapu yungre.
So if you know these three ways, or these three aspects, then you will not be deluded in respect to appearing outer objects.
Tene tambo mato bne kamne se zoma yorje nama de mato tu nan trunan de Yorji Hembe and Kingwar see his abasunta.
So the first one then is these the three lines from Milarepa. So these appearing exterior objects, at the time when we don't realize them for what they are, we are bound by clinging to these objects. Or one could say, when we do not, are not realizing these exterior objects for what they are, binds us through our clinging to them.
Se zuma yorje namande, ton tambe ne lo mato pne ka vam, ता जोमा योर जे नाम ने लोग ते तुंबारे तुंबाते नी तुंबा तंबे दें बारे ता जोमा योर जे नाम ने लोग तुंबा नी जे तुं मातो पितूसो तुंजे ने लोग मनसों तो मातो पितूसो जोमा योर जे नाम आते ट्रुपे नाम आरे ट्रुपा तेला ता ट्रम्था ता जार तें ट्रुसोर मंडा बन्ना चोको जी बारे ट्रुपाते Yorji Hembe and Kingwar say, Dikapje Tangurse Gondoso Remato Tunda, Yorla, Zuma Yorje Nama Tinila, Denbar Hemba Latinde, Denbar Hembe Namdo Latinde, Tini Kanzati, Chingri Songer, Ching Kangan Chingri, Leta, Newmont, the Dongan Somje, Travenan and Suite. In Chingri, Damgri.
So this exterior apprehended or perceived object actually is the ultimate nature, but we don't realize it. So at that time, we don't realize its mode of being, which is emptiness or ultimate reality. Then these appearances are delusive appearances for us. The way we are deluded can be explained in several ways depending on which philosophical system you're looking through. But in brief, Rinpoche says this last line, that we are bound by clinging to this object, means that that on the basis of the concepts that we have that cling to this exterior object as being truly existence, we are then, individuals are then bound. So it's, what are we bound by? We're bound by these concepts that take things to be truly existent. And then what is it, the experience that we have by being bound? Well, we experience karma, we experience the kleshas, the afflicting mental states, and the three different kinds of suffering. So we are caught, through these concepts, we are caught within the net of these, of karma, klesha, and suffering.
Tenen ching tsor ten la tso, melan ji kap so, melan ngon manchi pe, manchi te, melan ji nama la denbar, khenpa la tinti, mi yi tsi, kyu yi chir, dra la dang, nyi li hinti, khenwa kande chungudu, dunga kande chungudu, te la sam na, teni ha kukri.
So then if one wants to look for a good example about to illustrate how we become bound, then the dream is the best one to look at. If we don't recognize that we're dreaming, if we take these dream appearances to be truly existent, then we think we're being burnt by fire, that we're being drowned in water, we have aversion to our enemies and attachment to our friends. And so we become bound in all these various ways and we suffer. So if we look at this dream experience to see how we can be taken in by things that aren't truly existent, then that's, we can understand this whole situation on the basis of our own experience.
Tini se zoma yor je nama ki pe zoma ton de karasa na simjinje nan zimbe simje meyoram zonyoram senyor imbe sena tini zoma yor je nama se gre meyor tan zonyor se na dikdo.
So then if one looks a little bit now at this object that one grasps onto, or one that one apprehends or perceives, this object then is an object for the inner perceiving mind of sentient beings. And one can think of it in various different ways. You can think of it as a referent object or an object of focus. You could think of it as an object of perception or an object of clinging. But probably the best way to think about it is as an object of focus or as an object of perception.
Dene zon yorle yetar madava mambu yona yang tumung do yetar chik gongan nam chi ke Muji or the churpe, zo, dra, te, ro, rizatangare, zugra, rizangapo, tele young, ye don't want tongue, zangu ye don't want, neighbor ye the momba, parma te, tene, som jeva yevare. Tate tab gong and nam hiji or the churpe, zugra, terro, rizanama la. Nama tela namdo ke din zukun din drao la sope ming tang tung wang hi ji ngordun yordun na ve zukta taro rikza nama tenyi la namdo ke ming ta te ming na to ta te daigya ta ming kik du hiin te teyang daigya ta ming kik du hiin ba teyang mala ngon ma hi pa yin do denbar hiin te tenyi trukhi.
So there are various ways of looking at these perceived objects. There's ways that you can look at it, but if you sort of take the most common way that includes them all and brings them all together under one heading, then we can speak about the objects for the five kinds of sense consciousnesses, or the five gates. And so the objects, as we all know very well, for these five sense faculties are form, sound, smell, taste, and touch. And these then become the five objects for the perceiving mind. And then each one of these five can be divided again into three aspects. One is, if it's something nice, then we like it, we want it. If it's something that's not so nice, it's negative, bad, then it's something that's not pleasing. So pleasing, not pleasing, and something that's neither one or the other, we sort of have a neutral feeling about, something that falls in between the two. So that makes sort of 15 different divisions that are possible. So these five objects then become the, these five sense objects, their appearances then are sort of translated into concepts, and the concepts say, oh, this is a form, or concepts will say, oh, that's a sound, or that's a smell. The concepts label these various sense objects. And how do they do that? Well, they label, concepts label things by mixing together a name with the object itself. So these two are blended in together. And so from the point of view of the sense faculty consciousness, then these two things have been mixed together. The basis of imputation for the name or the object and the name itself, so they're mixed into one thing. And then one grasps onto that one thing as being truly existent. And this is then a similar situation to not recognizing that we're dreaming when we're dreaming. We delude ourselves by clinging to these various appearances as being truly existent.
Yan Zoma Yurjin Nama Lay Yetur Yinda, Machin and Yung Dinisamna, Rangdang Yinja Lusanama, Rang Luyang, Rang Nanki Junior Chavira, Machin Lakpandemik Dongodo, Lakpandel and Zemba Yukodo, then do Rangdang Yinja Lusanama Tang, Rangdang Yinja Longju Nama, Longju and Dikapja Longju, the Jubze Longju Lukoko. Rangdang, Yinje, Longju Janamatang, Longju Yang Setan Dorje Palam Kujin La Soba, Hajan Yagu Namatang, Yang Longju Dukyatang, Parma La Soba, Longju Janamatang. Te Yendo, Tene Dryan Namatang, Ninja Namatang, Simjina Drata Nim Kayang Maiba Parma Nama La Soba Tanama. Nama Madrava Natso Chichate, Nama Madrava Natso Patela, Denbar Hinde, then Namdoka Travel Bobs of City, Hajan Tar Motopa, Taria Gambetor Cassis and Taria Meva. What in the Travel Bob Natana?
Oh, the
Trava Natri. Then it. Tan Motoba Kalekaboyora. Tatap Senna told them wrong. Chingwa load up Senna told down you. Travel a tatap Senna, Matarava, Kalekaboyora. Tingazoa Kokutua? Yam Yung Yu.
So there's other ways of looking at these perceived appearances. For example, one can think about one's own, the division of one's own body and other people's body. One's own body, for example, can be the object of one's own perception. For example, one's hand, you can look at your hand and that becomes an object for your eye. For example, this is my hand. Or for example, you can think about one's own possessions or wealth and other people's possessions or wealth. Whatever kind of precious objects they may have, gold or silver or diamonds and so forth. And it can be, or it could be something not so valuable, or it could be something that's sort of neutral. So you, again, you have these three divisions of something of positive, negative, and neutral, or good, bad, and in the middle of the two. One could also have a division of friends and enemies. That's another kind of division you could divide all these appearing objects into. Or there could be someone who's neither you feel very close to, or someone that doesn't really repulse you either. Someone that's just you just feel kind of indifferent towards or neutral towards. So basically, through all of these divisions, what happens is that one clings to things as being clearly established, and thereby one's mind becomes deluded. And this is the way that individuals bind themselves up. They throw a net around themselves and then have a hard time.
Can you know that Kanga Nandong Yemere, Ranga Lujang Nandong Yemere, Malam Janawa Yendo, Ranga Lujang Nandong Yemere, Yenji Luyang Nandong Yemere, Ranga Lonjo Yang Nandong Yemere, Yenji Lonjo Yang Nandong Yemere. Sirdan Dorje Palamda Kujinya Nando Yemire Kutare Tore Dukyatazoya Nando Yemire Chiguayore Taking the Dryan Nando Yemire Nyan Nando Yemire Dada Nyan Nando Yemile Cheva Mabare Taking the Tamche Nando Yemi Yinayan Tene Marek Pikuni Lame Nando the Hokke Tati Ti Dembar Hinde Tela Mune Chepa Yoba, Chepa Yang, Chepo Yoba, Dao, Nam Chate, Tene, Trupapu Kanza, De, Nam Dog and Chenk and Dango Yoba. Ranga Ranking on Yemesena, Yenda Gutu Togomare. Ranga Ranking De, Yenja So Yang to Togoyomare. Yenja Damba in the Yenja Rons in the Tugre. Machik Takwa Damni Yink, Damni Yoyona, Muningi Chenji and Takwa the Chia Tugre. Rang in Jamate, Ranga Matra and the Suya Tortugumare Rang in Jamate, Ranga Lakwa and Rawa to do some thought and the Ching Deva, you know, young Yang Rovers over there. Ranga Semje, Sem Trupe in Jamate, Ranga Trupa, Ranga Magina, Suya Rovers of Tomare. Dugore
Ranga Dugore. There's the Ayo. Yingi Sotomar. Yingi Chick Tomar.
All of these appearances that we've been looking at, all these different kinds of appearances, they are all empty appearances. They are all the inseparability of appearance and emptiness, or emptiness and appearance inseparable. One's own body is empty, an empty appearance, like a dream. Someone else's body is also an empty appearance. One's own wealth, one's own possessions or accumulation are also empty appearances. The gold is an empty appearance, silver is an empty appearance, diamonds are an empty appearance, brocades are an empty appearance. Something that's also sort of a mess, all turned over on top of each other and just a great disorder, that is also an empty appearance. An enemy is an empty appearance, a friend is an empty appearance, and actually because enemies and friends are both empty appearances, there is no difference between the two. They're actually the same, that they're both emptiness and appearance inseparable. So what has happened is that our great ignorance has arisen in full force, and this a powerful concept arises and grasps on to whatever we see as somehow actually there, truly there, indubitably present. And then, because of this, we think that there is an actual difference between a friend and an enemy, when actually they are the same. But we are so deluded that we can't see this. And where does this delusion come from? It comes from within our own mind. And therefore, it's only ourselves that can free ourselves. No one else can free us. If someone else actually tied us up, then they would be able to untie us. If they had actually put the rope around us, for example, and someone had tied us up with a rope, and then someone else came along who was a very kind person, we could implore their compassion, and they might untie us. But that's not the case. We have done it to ourselves, and therefore we're the only ones that can undo it as well.
Tetavu mlamje nama mlamje kapso nama zangbo ngemba parma kandeji chana yang nandong nyamba ni nandong yen mi dang tenya chepa ma pa nyamba ni ba te yen do tene tanta nga chu chepa na chepa na wa tamje nandong yen mi re nandong yen mi de la nama zangbo de ngembi chepa yo ma re nyamba ni re ten da wo la tene tepa chembi lo la nandong nyamba ni sigendo ᱛᱮᱛᱟᱱ ᱛᱮᱠᱯᱟ ᱪᱮᱢᱵᱤᱞᱚᱞᱟ ᱧᱟᱢᱱᱤ ᱡᱮᱛᱟᱣᱟ ᱛᱤᱠᱤ ᱜᱚᱨᱮ ᱛᱟᱱᱫᱮ ᱠᱟᱯᱥᱤ ᱠᱮᱭᱟᱛᱮ ᱱᱟᱱᱫᱚᱝ ᱧᱟᱢᱵᱟᱱᱤ ᱛᱟᱱᱟᱱᱫᱚᱝ ᱧᱟᱢᱵᱟᱱᱤ ᱛᱮ ᱱᱟᱡᱚ ᱢᱞᱟᱢ ᱡᱤᱯᱤᱞ ᱭᱟᱵᱚᱥᱟᱱ ᱱᱚᱛᱟᱱᱟ ᱠᱚᱵᱟ
So the best example then that we have for looking at things are the appearances within a dream. And whatever appears in the dream, whether it is good or bad or something in between, neutral, everything that appears in a dream, we can know when we understand the dream situation, we can know that it is actually empty appearances or appearance and emptiness inseparable. It is, they are actually ultimately equal. There's no difference between them. All the appearances that we are cognizing are all emptiness and appearance inseparable. Therefore, there is actually no difference between them. Whether they are good or bad or indifferent, they are all equally the same in that they are empty appearances. In the Mahayana, one speaks often of equality, and here we are using the example of the dream to come to understand equality. And not only is it that one's seeking to understand this, but one also wants to develop a certainty about it. One wants a clear certitude about one's idea. If one doesn't have this certitude, then this concept that clings to things or grasps onto things as true existence will creep up on us again and obscure what we see.
Dani la so na wa la so si jite du son le ta Dani la so na wa la na ma la duksi nam to nrupan di sen dukya duksi rang sen na mambe zavare Ranga sem drupa de pe dukyaris. Mat dupun, mat dukyan is igrawa. Hehe tangro. Nasu sem dekira dukyaris, duksemri. Duksem nam to. Matu Rangatani Martin Gis and the Duxen D. Tim as a secretary. Semla, he hit down. Duxen Namto and Turban D. Chinte to work over you. Lutan Lunchu Namatang Dranila so Namatanda here Sasson, Sik Luper here Batere, Sik Dumre Duxin Namto Trubandi Dukyak Sem Dukyak Masu Marong Besim Sem Dukyak Namto Trubandi Namto Trubandi Dukyak Sem Dukyak Dami to be here of the Ningela Sopa Yapore Duxin Namto Trubandi This is the Sedago, Sadiko. This is Sedago. Duxen Namto and Tropan, D. King de Trover Cabarcho. Duxen Namto and Tropan, D. King de Tengaso Torcale Capo. Namtoke, Duxen Namto and Torvac King de Tormatopa. Tambe Chit to San Gonsum Genialis and Nayo, Tormatopa Calecapo each other. Also, Candace in Ching, you know, Candace in a dumb you, the Tehako do. Ching saw my hint and Ching while I told you. Yeah.
So, we wish it is about four lines in verse. The appearances of the bodies and wealth, or riches, okay, bodies and riches. And the appearances of friends and enemies and so forth. These delusions created by the concepts of this lousy mind bind us, the fourth line that is bind us and it is difficult to be freed of them. So Wimuji has already explained the first two lines of these various kinds of appearances of the bodies of wealth with enemies and friends. this lousy, negative, incompetent, and so forth mind, that is the mind that produces these delusive concepts. And it's these very delusive concepts then that bind us. And when we are so bound, so tied up by these concepts, then it's extremely difficult to practice listening, reflecting, and meditating on the genuine Dharma. So it's very important that we know how it is that we've become tied up, how it is that we've become bound. And then, once we know how this happens, then it's possible to be liberated from it.
Tandong ko kudo. Sige de, ko le lava che dong e sige zo. Siglo pi lo lo song le kalika ko yore. Sige de lo lo song le lava yore ko de.
The Rinpoche has made these verses. In an easy, they're easy verses to understand, and so they're also very easy to memorize. And it would be good if you could.
For what now?
So we should sing this three times. Maybe I'll just repeat the translation so I know I have it, that you have it all the same. The appearances of bodies and riches, and the appearances of friends and enemies, and so forth. So what did I say before?
Created by the concepts of this larger mind.
By the concepts of our, let's say, negative mind, maybe it's a bit better. our negative mind bind us, and
it's difficult to be free from.
Yeah, bind us, and it is difficult to be free of them. It's not very important, but. So, would you say, would you chant this Vajradhati style? The
appearances of bodies and riches, and the appearances of friends and enemies, and so forth, these illusions created by the concepts of our negative mind bind us, and it is difficult to be free of them. The appearances of bodies and riches, and the appearances of friends and enemies, and so forth, these illusions created by the concepts of our negative mind bind us, and it is difficult to be free of them. The appearances of bodies and riches, and the appearances of friends and enemies, and so forth, these illusions created by the concepts of our negative mind, and our senses in figures will be free.
Then I said, Duxin, I'm going to go see if you can carry it. Here's some Nundango. I said, Lenu, Dunga, Jinchen, and the Troban Dote, choose over Yerete, choose Latin the young, Kama Chambucha Yere, choose Latin the Dunga Zogo Yerete, Latin the Duxin, and I'm going to go see. Let on your moon, Dunga, Jinchen, and the Troba said, Dunga, choose over Yere. In a young, choose Latin the young. Kaje dunga chere ndogo yore, dunga chin chengwa yungore, tisa na dukse nam do do da si jore.
So, why is it then that we have to extinguish or eliminate the concepts of this negative mind? And, How is it that we can eliminate or free ourselves from these? And it is through the practice of the Dharma that one frees oneself from being bound into karma klesha and suffering. However, it is possible that some people in practicing Dharma simply increase these three things, increase their suffering. So that's why it's very important to eliminate the concepts that arise from this negative mind. So in general, then the genuine Dharma is the remedy or an antidote that liberates us from these delusions of our mind. However, if one practices Dharma and one becomes more bound by these delusions, it's not the fault of some creator God, it's not the fault of some negative spirit, nor is it something that arises without any cause at all. So then, what is the cause of all of these delusions? The root of it all is the clinging to the self, the ego fixation. And that then provides the condition, the causes and the condition for all the illusions to arise. So ego fixation or self-clinging is the root of all faults, of all defects. And so one must recognize it.
Kine lo jong tuen tuen ma chiran so kanga nyam ni zo nyo yusare thik thop yusare gong yang yusare ha ko jiri lo jong tuen tuen ma le le lin tham chi chik la da Lelin sijete, chun tam chi chig lada. Lelin tam chi chig lada, chun tam chi chig lada. Chun chig de sul da. Chun chin de sore. Te dunzin is more. Teta tunda chigwa yungur. Dunzin jin nam ton turbala. Chun tam chi chi sawa. Marek pet sawa chin chi dunzin de.
So you've all probably studied the 7 points of mind training. I teach you 7 points of mind training. And you've probably also done meditation based on the Tonglen sending receiving practice and so forth. And so Rinpoche quotes one of the points from it, or one of the slogans that they're called. And I think it's translated usually as drive all blames into one. And actually, the Tibetan says all faults should be driven into one, all mistakes or all faults. And what is that one, then, that they should be driven into? And that is the clinging to the self, the ego fixation. This ego fixation or this self-clinging is the root of all of our ignorance.
Tene chung ta ten yin do chung tam chi chi tsa wa ko ko sen na kan desi to kare se na pe na dravo chi ka nga rang rang ngo la do chi ki wa yin na do di ngo la do ja na na sa tong de do yi chung ma re se na tene do yi chung ma re do la rang yo ma re lak pa chi ko phang ye re te lak pa chung re lak pa chung ma re se na lak pa la rang yo ma re pe pa pu kan za ke dravo Pemba Pudravo te Ganza te campagne. Ganza te la round your mare, control la ralever, contu bound. Control la round your mare, Dravo te, Danze marek pate, telatinde, don bound. This is do Nasungola magic doji huna, then it's our marek pala ralever, Dravi dancing, Drav Pongoma the Dravi dancing la ralever, Kanga Ramome, but a Dravo la Ramome. Rava? Then I will change you the Mambo song. I can't change you the Jones or Tavay, Tingo. Lobjong mazeba tsoka yoma junjuk tsu, lo gogre, junjuk zoipa leg tsu. Marwe? Lama. Lama, lama.
Rupaji then gives an example that is based on the Bodhicharyavatara, the guide to the practice of the Bodhisattva, which many of you have probably studied. If you hadn't, you should. And the quote is based on the chapter on patience. And the question then would be, well, how is it that one deals with these faults? How does one work with a situation? So, for example, if someone that you don't like throws a rock at your head, and it's not a comfortable experience, and you wish it hadn't happened, and anger, of course, arises because you're not feeling good. And so then the question is, well, what do you do with this anger? Where do you project this anger? So the nearest object, of course, is this stone. So you think, well, you're going to get angry at the stone. Was it the stone's fault that you have this pain or this discomfort? Well, actually not, because the stone had no power of its own. It was thrown by a hand. So it couldn't do anything about the situation. It was a hand that threw the stone. So then you think, well, okay, so then it's the hand's fault. But then if you think about it, well, the hand really didn't have anything to do with it. The hand was kind of helpless. It was actually this person that made the hand move that threw the stone. So actually it's not the hand's fault either. So, okay, so it's the person's fault then, is it? Well, then we'll think, is it the person's fault or not? Well, it wasn't really the person that was motivated to make the hand throw the stone that hit you on the head. But it was the anger in that person that caused this event to happen. So then you think, well, okay, so it's the anger in the person that caused this person to move their hand to throw the stone and hit me on the head. But actually, it wasn't really the anger. Where does the anger come from? Well, the anger comes from this enemy having an ego clinging, an ego fixation, which was the root of the anger that arose that moved the individual to make the hand throw the stone and hit you on the head. So actually then it's the, you can see if you really analyze the situation that your enemy is actually caught by ego fixation or by clinging to the self, and is actually powerless in front of this ego clinging.
Rangango nagre, rangango nagre donga dang, go la do hyuna rang kondro chigre, te solara levare. Go nava ten go ichumare, go la nengo, ngai ngo san, go la dadi hembe nando ichumare. Go la dadi hembe nando minang go nagre isamare. Malare benam tal tena. Go nagre isamudu. Malare benam tal tena akogre. Goal at that the him, but Namdo de Kandi in the Sungdo. De Marigbal Tin the Sungle. Da may Penelo Marigbal Tinte, Sunga Senna, Ranga Devon Gola de Kibitunga Tim, Tinne, Ranga Marig Pijuni. Tangbo Ranga Juni, Mune Ranga Junior Mare, Marig Pijuni. Rama, Tim Marig Pijuni, Tangbo Tay, Golay Nasari.
So then, well, we've been hit on the head with a stone, and our head is sore, we're kind of hurting there. And so then, one looks into the suffering, that the suffering that one's having right now from having had this stone tossed on one's head, where does that suffering come from? Well, that suffering comes from clinging to this head of yours as if it belonged to you. Holding onto this head as if it was something you possessed. My head. That concept, my head, is what is causing you your suffering. If you didn't have this concept, this is my head, if you weren't so attached to this bone sitting on top of your body, then you wouldn't suffer. And there are, for example, in Milarepa's spiritual autobiography as well, there are tales like this, there are stories illustrating this. So, looking a step deeper then, where does this sense of my, in the my head, come from? And of course, that is one's ignorance about the lack of the self, that there is actually no self. But since one thinks, one is ignorant of this, and one thinks a self exists, and because a self exists, then this self can possess a head, and then this head can suffer. But if you unpeel this, and you go back down, if you go down layer by layer, then you come down to the self that, the realization that you are ignorant yourself, you're ignorant of your own true nature. And it's that ignorance then that is actually causing you your suffering.
Chungkun tsawa marik pa yin jang. Marik pa yin jang. Marik pa yin yimi tong pa yin. Marek payang yimi tong bay. Deser tele sungun korbande. Yimi, deser tele sungun korbande. Yimi tong ba chamber hibarsa. Same Jongo Mare. Can you go Mare and Jongo Mare Santa? Same Jongo Mare. Junko in Jetsava, Corvette Sava, Junko in Jetsava, Nibatam Jetsava, Maripare, Danzin Re, Maripare. Chung tam je jitsava marik pa yin yang marik pa rang yimi tsada tungbare marik pa tungbare gombol lo dup je tene o marik to te so le korba tungba yin pa jun sin je korba tsava marik pa tungba yin pa jun sin je korba tungba ra sung bare riba korba tsava marik pa tungba yin pa jun sin je korba tungba yin tu sung bare gombol lo dup je Begin to join Tamji Jitsava Marek, but the Yimi Tada Yimi says on Marek by Yimi Yimi Tongbare Yeme Petongbare Marek by Hiba de Mire Tanire Marek by Hiba Marek by Hiba Ming Madroba Maze Marek by Hiba Ming Dabi Yete and Madrobare. Main da da yini ka marup se na marik pa te yimi tsara jitong ba re marik pa te yimi tsara jitong ba yin ba ti se na teser tele song khor ban de jum chin ti se marik pa yimi tsara jitong ba ni ba ti se dan se marik pa tele song Sipa Kamsom Korvante Yimi Tongba Chimburhi Barsa Korvante Yimi Jitumbare Yimi Tongba Sijitakare Kovale Ming Naso Yopatang De Ming Re Tanire Ming Dabi Yete Ming Dagiser Same Lola Ming Den Sunsare Dagitan Senire Tandi Kamsom Ming Dang Ming Dabi Yiniga Tongba Imbesena Yimi Tongba Chimburhi Barsa Chempor pam, rachas. He parasa, raniches. Kera rala gavo isama. Low the gavo isama.
Radio over.
Low the gavo isama.
So in the Rupacharya, four lines of verse again. The root of all faults is ignorance. The root of all faults is ignorance. And further, this ignorance is empty and without a base. Oh, and further, this ignorance is empty and without foundation. Let's say that's better. Without foundation. Therefore, samsara arisen from it therefore one should know that samsara arisen from it, if they're referring to ignorance, is a vast emptiness without foundation. Then Rupacharya commented, The root of all faults, of all mistakes, of all defects is ignorance. And ignorance is clinging to the self or fixating onto the self. But this ignorance is actually without any basis, without any root. It is actually empty. This is something that Nagarjuna, in his in the six texts that deal with Madhyamaka reasoning, he explained there that that ignorance is emptiness, and therefore samsara is also empty. This was one of the basic reasonings that he used. So ignorance is without a basis or without foundation, without any kind of support. It is emptiness itself. Ignorance then is a convention. It's a verbal convention or a name that's not truly established or truly existent. And moreover, not only is the name not truly established or not truly existent, but the basis for that name, that itself also is not truly established. So the name and the basis of designation or the basis of imitation for the name is not truly established. Therefore, one can say that emptiness is truly emptiness of that ignorance, excuse me, is truly emptiness, free of any kind of activity. So, samsara, or the three realms of samsara, which arise from ignorance, which is the equivalent of clinging to the self, is actually without foundation, completely empty. And even though there are many, many names for samsara, they are all merely verbal conventions. And when we're talking about, when we're teaching cognitive theory and so forth, the name, these two aspects we were just talking about, the name and the basis, of designation, they are also seen in the two other aspects. The name is sometimes also called that which points out something, and the basis of designation is also sometimes called the definition, or that which illustrates something. So both of these, the technical terms is puja and seni, both of those things are also empty.
Pene te tar ne lo la na do ye mi be se no don dam be dem ba to na na wa la dem ba ke ba min na do ye me re tam la re pe tang ni nam ji ji kap zo to na la ko sung ju te tam ri ke ba do par si sung ba to na la ko sung ju te tam ri ke ba do par si mala re pe tang ni nam tam ri ke ba do par si to na la ko sung ju se je te Tanda Nandong Yemiji Tsele, La Gona Lagonandong Yemiri, La Magona Nava Nandong Yemiri. La Gona Lagonandong Yemiri. Magona Nandong Yemiri. Malam Mokina Badi Chipari.
So the true mode of being of all these phenomena we've been looking at is the inseparability of emptiness and appearance. It is the emptiness that is ultimate reality or ultimate truth. But that we're deluded to this truth. We're deluded in relation to this truth because of our concepts that claim to things as truly existing. So to go back to the poem of Milarepa where we started out, the distinguishing the provisional from the definitive, it says, So if one realizes the true nature of exterior of these exterior phenomena, then it is the body of union of the deity, and this then reverses or turns around ordinary clinging to things as ordinary or ordinary the ordinary clinging mind. So this body of union of the deity, that is merely another way of saying emptiness and appearance inseparable. And the deities are always in this mode, so to speak, whether when one meditates them upon the deities, or the Vihidam deities, they are empty appearance. And when one doesn't meditate upon them, they're also empty appearances. This is their mode of being.
Tene Nandong Yenmi Jitoba Ngon the Jor na Neba Kande Yirisana Nandong Yenmi Jitoba Ngon the Jor De Nyingi Chenpo Dandre na Neba Chepar Chenye Vare Pena Malarepa Ma Malarepa Rangke Nyingi Tang Singmo Zomar Chorpa Maase Dra Yang Zomar Chorpa Re Dra Tang Nyingi Ka Loma Cha Song Re De Chorpa De Malarepa Nandong Yenmi Jitoba Ngon the Jor Tene Jeva Ningi Chimbota son the devil attended, Tene Dani Niga Loma Chasmore. Then Ravo, Nandong Yemi Jitobang on the Jorna, Ningi Chimbota Dember, Ningi Chimbota Dember Sanju Sambala Nandong Yemi Jitoba Yuna, never tell Ravo Chavi. Dani Niga La Pintoba, Rani Niga Loma Chuba Ten Ravo Chavi.
So then, what are the benefits or the powers? The abilities that arise from realizing that things are the way phenomena appear is as empty appearances. So when this kind of realization becomes manifest, this realization of the empty appearance of things is manifest, then what is it that one that happens? Well, great Maitri and Karuna, great loving kindness and compassion arise within them, within oneself, And one becomes like Milarepa, for example, who was able to turn into his disciples not only his relatives and his sister, the people that were close to him, but also his enemies. His enemies also became his disciples. So that is the kind of power or ability that one can attain through realizing that all appearances are in fact empty. This a great compassion arises, and through that one is able to bring into the Dharma.
Data ni nika la dunga zogre rani kanga chokya gre.
So if one doesn't have this realization that's become
te ninge me bechung dang na dong yin mi je to pa me bechung dang den bar chen ba chen bo ye bechung.
So then what are the faults then of not realizing that all appearances are empty and therefore not having this great compassion? So through lacking great compassion, one creates suffering both for one's friends and for one's enemies. One's mind remains in a state of great confusion, and that confusion then creates suffering for everybody around one.
Tatok Duna Nang Manyun Kimi Chukor Tako Song Songware Malarebe Nelong Tatok Wang the Sena Nama Rangang Ovu Tambu Nitro Manyun Ba Malam the Nama Nato Hana Yanama Nato the Tambu Ning Ovu Tropa Dorsan Yoma Tambu Nima Dropa Taking the Tambu Ning Kondaji Chutamji Tongbanyam Yeni Tongbanyam Rangyinji Tongbany Risongware.
So then, the third of the three phases that we're looking at, when one doesn't realize, when one realizes, and then the true nature of it in itself, the third section of this says, in its ultimate, on the ultimate level, or on the ultimate absolute level, or looking at it from the point of view of ultimate meaning, there was never any appearance. There was never any experience of appearance. And what does this mean? It means that in the beginning, it was never established. And if you think about a dream, there are many appearances that arise within a dream, but not one of those appearances has an atom of something that is truly existent. There's not one atom of true existence in any of the appearances in the dream from the very beginning. And in a similar way, all appearances of samsara and nirvana, all these phenomena, they are all from beginning of time, from time immemorial, not existent or not established.
Tene chung sambati simchin ji chung samsorte patrumbuchi khalonge tikang sunjogle somba chung samsorte yagyure ti chung samsorte kare sana yin ji chung yin bar ma samba so rang chung yin bar samte da da dand lo to simchin na da so ba somba re chung ji so da le yo ba tang dan ra ba chung ji mang bo yo ba samte so ba de ba re ten ra ba samsorte ya bo yo. Then a chung the Yinji in Bersam Dena, then a Rang Chung, my person, Rang Aja Chincha, then a Lokta Chincha, young Chasikri. Dada Danda Lokto Simjinam Songba Yendo, then a chung the two Rang Leo Batan, Rang Rabbit Chunji Mambuya Bersamna, then a Samson Haja Yabuya, Patron Buchi Kalon Yinduna, Tendavosumba.
So then how is it that one should think about faults in relation to oneself and others? And the best way of thinking about this comes from Patra Rinpoche's Khunza Lame Shalom. There he speaks about not looking at others' faults, but looking mainly at one's own faults. And there's a verse there in this text it begins, I and those people connected with me that have so many faults, so many wrong views. And so the focus here in this text is mainly, it's on one's own mistakes, one's own faults. That's where one turns one's mind. If you're thinking about other people's faults, then you usually think that you don't have any faults, that they're only, of course, on the other side of things. And then it's possible that you could develop quite a bit of arrogance about this, being so perfect and all. And then that could lead you into a state of being engulfed in wrong views.
के मंबल तेब्जु रचरण सो मंगजे वाले युसायो संभायो तंदा तेब तो संयं सरपस जोते मातो पुसोले ठीक है
सो सम्मा दिस वर्सेस फ्रॉम द कुंडलानी शालम द पाटरमुची रुची मेड अ बुक ऑफ देम एंड मेनी ऑफ यू प्रोबब्ली सीन दैट एंड इफ नॉट देन ही विल बी गिविंग अस कॉपीज ऑफ देम
ते तांता नांजो जुवां सो मला रे पे सों सक्तिं टांगी नाम जी ले से नाम वाला टांगी जी पे सों दो दिखित हुआ
So that then has been a brief explanation of the most powerful of yogis, Milarepa's song dealing with the Mahamudra, distinguishing the original from the definitive meaning in the first of the four sections that dealt with exteriorly perceived objects.
Tene tawa nam ni di kap so to ndan tong ba ni zo ri che ba re di ne kap so ndan jar wa te kar chen bu yu re tawa nam ni la yang de wa chen bu yu ni kap so te ma to pa kap to pa kap tar to
so in this getting certainty about the view this text of the Shejo Zuba and Chapter Kondro Vatai that we've been looking at the ultimate truth is usually explained in terms of emptiness. And then it's very good then to apply this to the three different situations that we had in the Repa's poem where one hasn't realized emptiness, when one has, and then the actual nature of emptiness itself.
So
we've had a week of classes, so now it's time for a day off. So tomorrow will be a free day. Then the day afterwards we'll meet again at 3.
Namo Om Jaya Jaya Namo Vandaya Dham.